Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
What, in your view, constitutes the primary threat to freedom and democracy at home?
Donald Trump. Seriously. Donald Trump uses phrases like, you're going to eviscerate the Constitution, he's going to be a dictator on day one.
That's Joe Biden pandering by race because he's such a racist to the Latinx vote, which he calls Latinx vote on Univision. And naturally, the teed-up question, which was doubtless fed to the Univision fake reporter by the White House, when did we start asking what's the biggest threat to the Constitution? Well, is it looting from coast to coast, vilifying the police and glorifying and glamorizing criminals and crime? Is it the open border? Is it war in Europe and war in the Middle East? No, it's Donald Trump. It's the biggest threat to the Constitution. And the stooge from Univision, if only we were more like Nicaragua, more like Ecuador. I got Ecuador like that. That's right, Donald Trump. He said he's going to be a dictator on day one. Yeah, it was tongue-in-cheek talking to Sean Hannity. Because you guys keep pitching this dictator thing, and he's Hitler, and camps, death camps for people of color across America. And climate change is affecting LGBTQ plus people more than S people. S and N? Is that you mean S and M? Like sadism and masochism? No, I mean straight and normal. Straight and normal. S and N. Like that. But that's the Democrat Party. Again, and Jerry, you know, back there, it's all about being a victim. You can't be a victim if you're a straight white male. The only people in the country and really on the planet that do not fall into the category of victim, straight white men. Because if you're a gay white man, you see, you're a victim and climate change is affecting you more than it's affecting straight white men. But you're a victim if you're a gay white man. And, of course, if you're a straight black man, you're a victim. And if you're a gay black woman, you're a hat trick. You get three. That's a threefer right there. That's pretty good stuff. Amazing. Now, let's go to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, whose brain is not a good brain. It's a severely damaged brain. It's the size of an acorn on a good day. And she was on with Stephen Colbert on the CBS television network, where they were just having a Democrat Party propaganda fest, because you tune into late night TV on CBS, or you can turn to ABC and it's the same thing, or you can turn to NBC and it's the same thing, or you can turn to CNN and it's the same thing. It's Democrat Party propaganda everywhere you go. Stephen Colbert, who for a minute about 30 years ago was funny, and then something went terribly wrong with him, and now his hardwiring is a mess. But he had Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on last night. She's a Democrat congresswoman from New York, and she's been a catastrophe for her district, and she'll be reelected in a landslide on Election Day because it's all a television show. It's all a terrible television show. So here they are last night, and she's attacking. I don't know. This is supposed to be entertainment television, interview television, celebrity television, comedy television. But instead, they're attacking Congressman James Comer, who 98.9% of Americans don't know, couldn't pick out of a lineup. But they're attacking James Comer because he's presiding over the investigation, ongoing investigation into Biden family corruption, with the many, many millions of dollars coming in from Ukraine and Romania and Russia and China And they, of course, keep trying to, again, it's the old Russian playbook. See Victoria Nuland. The Russian playbook, really, she means the Soviet playbook, is to accuse the other guy of doing whatever it is that you're doing at that moment. And here is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with Stephen Colbert last night.
You have the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Representative Comer, take quote-unquote evidence, an account from someone who was working with the Russian intelligence and tried to impeach and remove the president of the United States over it. This is serious.
Yeah, the source working for Russian intelligence was a confidential FBI informant that had worked for the FBI at the highest levels of the FBI for decades and was being paid hundreds and hundreds of thousands of our taxpayer dollars because of his reliable contacts in Russia, which is why he was being paid as a confidential source for the FBI. But now you see the left, this sinister little pipsqueak of an anti-intellectual bartender, is saying, well, oh, sure, the Congress used this confidential source with ties to Russia. You mean the confidential informant for the FBI, who had been a high-level source for them, a trusted source for years and years? Is that what you're talking about? And is that why the Congress used him as a confidential source? Well, yeah, AOC and Stephen Colbert.
How did they not know that, or did they know that this was connected to the Russians? Or did they not figure that out?
The Russians. Russia.
That, I think, is a very excellent question for Chairman Comer.
Ah, yeah, because she doesn't know. She's got a serious case of CRS. Can't remember stuff. She and that, yeah, you should ask Comer. Well, interestingly enough, early this morning, in the 5 a.m. hour on the Fox News Channel, they had Congressman James Comer on, and they played those video clips for him, and they asked him to respond, and it took him a little while, but I want to share with you what Congressman Comer said this morning when, oh, yeah, his investigation is no good. They don't have any evidence. There are mountains of evidence of bank transfers and bank records and copies of checks and the testimony of CEOs in the Biden family businesses, the LLCs, and Tony Bobulinski, and Joe Biden gets 10%. But none of this propaganda, this is all propaganda that CBS Network is putting out with this mental case named Stephen Colbert and this intellectual dwarf named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who went by Sandy Cortez in high school, as everybody knows. But Congressman James Comer, the chairman of the committee investigating the Biden family, asked to respond to the propaganda that the CBS television network put out there. They should be denied access to the White House with press credentials from this point on for being a propaganda outlet. James Comer.
You know, all the Democrats have is Russia. Our investigation has actually proven that the Bidens took $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch for no known reason. We deposed the president's son, as you know, and they couldn't explain why they received the $3.5 million. We believe the money was received because the Russian oligarch couldn't get an American bank to take her as a client.
To take her as a client. I've talked about this woman many times, the widow of the late and former mayor of Moscow and a Putin ally. And the Biden family takes in $3.5 million. Now, I don't expect Stephen Colbert to come back with a stinging rebuttal about, oh, yeah, what about the $3.5 million that has been proved the Biden family took in from a Russian woman with close ties to Putin? And her late husband, the mayor of Moscow. What about this? See, but that doesn't happen. The thing is, that doesn't happen with 60 Minutes when they sit down either. And that's a problem. But it's pure propaganda. And the Democrat Party knows that this television show that is the world we live in and the propaganda from The View to Stephen Colbert to Saturday Night Live, that propaganda wins the day. That's how they win elections, with the big lie as their Socialist Workers Party ally. Joseph Goebbels used to say the big lie. How do you win it? So, well, wait a minute. It's the you want to talk Russian collusion and Russian ties. The Biden family took in $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch, the widow of the mayor of Moscow, with the close ties to Vladimir Putin. And there was no war between Russia and Ukraine when Donald Trump was in the White House. During the Obama-Biden administration, Putin took the Crimea away from a geographic region away from Ukraine, and then under Biden invaded the rest of the country. And Joe Biden, there is no call for a peace talk. There are no peace talks ongoing in Geneva or at The Hague or at the United Nations or in Paris or anyplace else. There are no peace talks, but the military-industrial complex is happy to cater to the Biden administration. We've had more than 300,000 Ukrainians killed and more than 300,000 Russians killed. And they're chanting, oh, no, we can't have 30,000 Hamas members killed. What's up with that? Congressman James Comer this morning on AOC.
All the people that the Bidens were influence peddling with were bad people from bad countries around the world.
Bad people from bad countries around the world. Well, what are you talking about? Bad people from bad countries. Just talking Ukraine and Romania and Russia and China. And we got one of the stands in there, too, Congressman Comer.
I assume what AOC's talking about is the FBI informant that was arrested.
Ah, yes, the FBI informant who was later arrested, but he was the confidential informant for the FBI for a great many years. Just amazing stuff. And what about that FBI informant that the Congress, and this is what AOC is talking about, and Stephen Colbert in there. Oh, yeah, the Republicans, they're using this Russian guy as a source on the Biden family taking in $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch woman, Congressman Comer, explaining.
We never knew who the FBI informant was. We had whistleblowers bring forward a 1023 that alleged the Bidens were involved in a bribery scheme. This allegation was consistent with what we had already found in Romania and China. We knew the Bidens were up to no good in Ukraine, so we investigated this. We asked Christopher Wray who the FBI informant was, and Christopher Wray himself told us the FBI informant was one of the Bureau's most trusted and highest paid informants. In fact, he had been with the Bureau for over 10 years.
Other than that, there was really no reason for congressional investigators to have any confidence in him at all. But, you know, the illegal money to the Biden family flowing in by the millions of dollars from Russia, from Romania, from China, from Ukraine. Why would that be a problem, Congressman Comer?
So the whole ordeal there with the FBI informant wasn't relevant to the investigation. It was one part that we investigated, but the Democrats and the intelligence community are colluding with the media to try to say that that was a key part of the investigation, and therefore the investigation needs to end.
This is a technique that the Russians taught the Democrat Party. If you see, there's a bit of daylight. You see the highly trusted FBI confidential informant with his ties in Russia, which is why they paid him. He's got ties to Russia. Therefore, there's the Republicans and Russia again, which was completely fabricated by the Hillary Clinton opposition research, which the media dressed up as a French word, dossier. You know, it's like prostitute. But that's not important. And the Comer says the intelligence community colluding with the Democrats and the media to spread these false stories. And it's true, the headlines and the false stories that, oh, there's nothing to see here, Congressman Comer.
The bottom line is this. The Bidens took nearly $30 million from our enemies around the world. They can't say what they did to receive the money. We believe Joe Biden's compromised because of the money he's taken. And we know Joe Biden's been dishonest with the American people.
But the Democrat Party's propaganda apparatus with AOC and Stephen Colbert, yeah, looking all shocked like a 12-year-old who just found a fish in her school locker. Yeah, the Republicans talking, and she knows perfectly well, or she's too dumb to know perfectly well, that what we're talking about here is the decade-long FBI senior-level, highest-level FBI confidential informant who was being paid because of his ties to people in Russia. Otherwise, he wouldn't be much of much use as a confidential source. And there's more from Congressman Comer coming up as well. And then the eclipse, the big eclipse yesterday. Did you see the eclipse? Hey, looking for ultimate comfort and pain relief? Well, let's compare G-Defy shoes to other shoe brands that promise comfort, support, and pain relief. Typical shoe brands rely on EVA soles. You know EVA soles for cushioning, but G-Defy offers so much more. G-Defy goes above and beyond with VersaShock technology, providing superior shock absorption and energy return. If you suffer from foot pain or knee or back pain, G-Defy's advanced technology may help provide you with the relief that you deserve. I wore my shoes on Sunday. My best girl and I went for like 4.5 miles down to the Potomac River, all over the place. Just great. Still breaking them in. Wonderful. G-Defy shoes offer 2 free supportive orthotics to help improve your body's biomechanics, resulting in proper body alignment and ultimate comfort. Whether you're an athlete, a busy parent, or just always on the move, G-Defy shoes offer the versatility and comfort that your feet crave. So say goodbye to discomfort. G-Defy is more than EVA soles. It's your path to unparalleled comfort and pain relief. Visit G-Defy.com today and experience ultimate comfort and pain relief at G-Defy.com. That's G-D-E-F-Y.com. G-D-E-F-Y.com. Use the promo code CHRIS30 for $30 off your order of $150 or more. Yes, sir. Yeah, the propaganda apparatus of the Democrat Party, the television networks, entertainment shows, the likes of Stephen Colbert, a disgraced former talk show host, and AOC, who has the brain of a little child rattling around in her empty cranium, and more from the congressman rebutting these falsehoods next.
The allegations that there was something that they had some dossier or whatever on President-elect Trump.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
So Congressman James Comer this morning on the Fox News Channel, tell you about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the propaganda apparatus of the Democrat Party. Late night TV, Stephen Colbert, CBS Television Network. Yeah, they have no evidence. No evidence of what about the millions and millions of dollars and from all these nemesis countries around the world? What about the Treasury Department documents and the suspicious activity reports and the checks that we have photographs of and the bank records that we have the transfers of the money? Congressman James Comer.
At the beginning of this investigation, the media narrative was the Bidens had a legitimate business. They never took any money while Joe Biden was vice president. They never took any money from China. And Joe Biden never met with any of these crooks that were sending the Bidens millions and millions of dollars. We've proven all of that to be false. And we've done it with subpoenaed bank records. You know, they can't say there's no evidence when we have their bank statements.
Don't say they can't say. That's like saying they can't have it both ways. Of course they can have it both ways. And of course they can say there's no evidence when the evidence is piled up in front of them. Don't you know who they are? All right, I just, the propaganda apparatus annoys me. And I like to point out the propaganda advantage that the Democrat Party has from the entertainment networks like CBS and the fake news networks like CNN and MSDNC. And Hollywood has their back to it. And that the information warfare is the real battle space when it comes to electing people to public office. And James Comer was being singled out and by name being lied about by a lying Democrat member of Congress named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who lies. And Stephen Colbert, who's not the brightest guy in the world, but he's peddling the Democrat Party propaganda every single night on television. And if you think you can get away from it by turning the channel to ABC, you're mistaken, because you got another Democrat Party propaganda show there. And they don't do comedy and they don't do interesting interviews with people. They just do Democrat Party propaganda. That's what they do. Congressman James Comer early this morning in the 5 a.m. hour on the Fox News Channel.
The bank statements show the Bidens took the money. The emails show the involvement of Joe Biden in the family schemes. Three Biden associates have testified under oath that Joe Biden was the closer of these influence peddling schemes. So I think this has been a very successful investigation, and we're trying now to do what I consider the accountability phase of this. We've proven the crimes. We've proven the government was involved in a massive cover-up. Now it's time to hold them accountable. And what's the best way to hold the Bidens accountable? And I tell the American people, stay tuned over the next few weeks.
A government cover-up. Now, he's talking the talk here. He honestly is, and I do believe that he has all of this in hand. I've been following it as we've been going along here. One of the big problems we have, of course, is that we don't have a newspaper like the Washington Post that would cover news like this. This makes Watergate look like child's play. We're talking millions and millions of dollars from Ukraine and Russia and Romania and China going into the Biden family coffers when they have no identifiable business. They don't provide any service. They don't provide any product. And they attack Donald Trump. Oh, he's got gold gym shoes. Yeah, he's manufacturing things. And he manufactures clothes and, you know, shirts and ties. And his daughter manufactures purses or whatever she manufactures. And, oh, sure, they're made in China. Everything's made in China. That's not exactly an indictment of anyone, but that's okay. And he says, but stay tuned the next few weeks. In the meantime, the Democrats are going to send out their little cheesecake members of Congress like AOC to go on a propaganda outlet, CBS and Stephen Colbert, to disseminate falsehoods while they claim that they're fighting disinformation and misinformation while they are simultaneously spreading disinformation and misinformation. Congressman James Comer.
The whole past 12 months, Jim Jordan and I have been under attack by Ian Sams in the White House war room. Every fact that we've presented to the American people in a transparent manner, the DOJ has colluded with the corrupt mainstream media to try to create a false narrative that there's disinformation, that there's no evidence in this Russian collusion, when in fact none of those things are true.
None of those things are true. A Russian collusion. Well, then the FBI is actually the source of the river on that Russian collusion, because it was their confidential source who was revealed to the Congress by a whistleblower saying that he had information, and he did. And then the Democrats arrested him because we're more like a third world country than we would like to acknowledge, than we would like to admit. Just extraordinary. So the propaganda, again, entertainment television has been co-opted by the Democrat Party as just another bit of propaganda apparatus for them. In fact, we should go to the dimwits at The View after we take a call. Let's take a call and then go to another propaganda outlet for the Democrat Party and demonstrating once again that every day is an IQ test and that they're not doing very well. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Greg calling from Olympia, Washington. Gregory, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, when should we bail out? Or better put, when I'm talking with leftists and Democrats online, and I'm asking them, give Trump a chance. And they'll say, maybe. Well, how long of a chance should we give him? And I'll say, okay, if he does what your worst fears, if he enacts any of those things that you think he's going to put people in camps or what have you, then at that point, I will bail with you. I will drop my support for Trump. But until or unless he does something like that, then I'm a loyal supporter, and I want you to be too. When should a reasonable point be? What should that milepost look like?
You know, that is a tough nut to crack, Greg, because Trump derangement syndrome runs so deep now that convincing people, I mean, it's, of course, crazy Democrat propaganda. So camps are going to be camps. Like there's a single person in America that votes Republican or supports Trump that would say, yeah, we need camps. I mean, honestly, again, I'd like to point out, Greg, that the only president ever to put anybody in camps in U.S. history was Franklin Delano Roosevelt during World War II, Japanese Americans, and a lot of them were American citizens. The only time we ever put anybody in camps was under a progressive liberal Democrat president who's a hero of the Democrat Party, who has a giant sprawling memorial on the mall dedicated to him. And I think not a mention of the Japanese in the internment camps at the FDR Memorial on the mall in Washington. But Trump, you know, the point is, Greg, I guess that, but it's I know it's a hard nut to crack, and especially online, because it's not face-to-face and you can't hear tone of voice and all that. But that Trump was already president for 4 years, and he didn't do any of these things that the Democrats say that he's going to do in the future. But, you know, past performance is indicative of future performance. And as president for 4 years, he secured the border without doing anything harsh. The Democrats have opened the border, leading to all kinds of horrible harshness from the rapes and the rape trees and the child sex trafficking to the drug trafficking and the fentanyl deaths and all the murders and the people dying accidentally trying to get to the United States, literally by the thousands now under Joe Biden. I know it's a tough nut to crack, Greg, because I kind of do it every day, like it sounds like you do. But, you know, what's the break point? I don't think there is a break point. I think, Greg, you just share the truth. You share what you know to be true, and you ask them to pursue the truth and to recognize that the Democrat Party spreads a lot of propaganda and a lot of disinformation, things that aren't true. And I find that by finding one thing that is so obviously untrue that it can't be denied because they deny a lot of things that are true, sometimes that helps open the floodgates on people when they discover that they're being lied to about one story, like AOC, saying, oh, well, the Republicans don't have any evidence and they're depending on a Russian, a guy with ties to Russia. And when you debunk that for them and say, no, that's not accurate. That's not the story. Here's the story. Then sometimes people, even Democrats, will raise an eyebrow and say, well, wait a minute. You mean everything that I believed to be true about this one story is in fact untrue? And once people learn that, sometimes the eyes open and the floodgates open and they start fact-checking things for themselves, which is what you have to do in this corrupt media universe. You have to start fact-checking things yourself and discover that what you read yesterday is not true. And when you start discovering that you're being lied to a lot, I think that changes people's minds.
Could you give us a winner every hour that you're on the air? Something where we can tune in or listen to the podcast and find something, an arrow to put in our quiver that we can use online.
That is a great idea.
That's undeniable, that can't be debunked.
Yeah. Well, that is a great, great idea, and that is the battle for hearts and minds in the United States, and the Republican Party's not very good at it, and I try to be better at it than they are, which doesn't set the bar too terribly high. But, Greg, I'm gonna tuck that away between my cheek and gum, and I'm going to chew on that because that's a great thought. Is it a beautiful day in Olympia, Washington?
It's cloudy, but that's normal.
Yeah, it's pretty normal.
One of the things that I,
yes, sir.
Yeah, one of the things that I've found online is that I'm always trying to figure out if the person I'm interacting with loves America or not. Uh-huh. And I found that it's very difficult for people who hate America to pretend they love it. and if you can find out where a person's orientation or allegiances are, then you have a better chance of debunking them and appearing more credible to people who are on the fence.
Well, I think you're right about that too. Absolutely. And it's they're not gonna they can't pretend, oh yeah, I'm a patriotic American, because it's not inside of them. They can't find it. And you're right. If they're faking it, it's easy to expose them, because they can't even fake it for long, because they have to lash out at their country that they've been raised to despise by the Democratic Party.
And the nastiest people I've found are from England.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah.
English people.
Yeah, I go to Quora.com, and they have a place in the profile of each poster where they're from. And whenever I have a really nasty person that I'm interacting with, afterwards, I sometimes go and check out their profile.
Uh-huh.
Great Britain every time.
That is hilarious. Damn British. You know, how many wars do we have to defeat them in? Then how many wars do we have to save them in? For the love of it. Get the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812. Then we got to save them again and again. World War I and World War II and the Cold War. Come on. Should be a little bit grateful, I think. Greg, thank you for the call. And I am I got it tucked between my cheek and gum. And I think about that. Yeah, just providing. I mean, I got to say this AOC thing is one example. But I'm gonna take into account your recommendation, Greg. I Scout Center, I will do that. Now let's get to because yesterday we had the big global warming event known as the View. Maybe the View is the funniest because they got Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg and Happy Kime and the Mirthmakers and
Sunny hosted.
Yeah, Sunny, you got Sunny and Whoopi and Joy, and they're all the most miserable people in the world. And yesterday they just know where this. They got the earthquake last Friday, which was 4.8 on the Richter scale. And then on Monday, the date is 4.8. And we have an eclipse, obviously, climate change, global warming, which disproportionately impacts LGBTQ people.
What's kind of crazy is with the earthquake on Friday and then the eclipse today, people are having all sorts of conspiracies about the end of the world. And then I read online that the earthquake epicenter was actually at Bedminster in New Jersey.
Right.
Fun fact. So it originated with Trump.
I have to say, I know, right?
It's the earthquake. I don't believe it was epicentered at Bedminster, New Jersey, where President Trump owns a country club with a golf course. So it's Trump. He caused the earthquake. Sonny Hostin and The View.
Karen Dupiche, our wonderful,
oh
one of our
gosh.
Wonderful makeup artists, when the earthquake was happening, she put her coat on and she was like, Jesus is coming.
I'm out.
I'm out. I'm leaving. We've got a solar eclipse. We've
she
got the earthquake.
The
she ran down the hallway.
The rapture
then,
is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Although
it's the first time in.
Cicadas she doesn't know what they're called.
This is what I read.
This is what she read. The cicadas are coming. They've never heard. I saw Katie Couric last night saying, very excited. I've never seen an eclipse before. Never seen an eclipse? How, what are you, 12? There was one in 2017. Honestly, Sonny Hostin, The View.
In a way.
I would say all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or
going
is returning.
Climate change exists. That explains the Trump-caused earthquake from Bedminster, New Jersey, where it's not from, and the solar eclipse, which was predicted by the Gregorians on this date, 1,200 years ago, because the patriarchy figured all this stuff out for you long ago. You just sit there and be quiet, pat you on the little head. It's climate change. It's the solar eclipse and the earthquake, it's climate change.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground. No,
it happens.
And the
eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen, and they actually can say when these things are going to happen. So
who are they?
All these folks who are saying, you know, it's a sign from God. God doesn't give you warning. Okay?
He's warned us about you guys. Yeah, climate change. And they're like, well, no, an earthquake is underground. How can that be climate change? The political agenda is everything. It is everywhere. And they're not bright people. They're paid millions of dollars by television networks. And ABC News pays these women, pays their salaries. ABC News, it's an ABC News owned and operated show. Reminds me of Don Lemon saying maybe a black hole came down and sucked up that Malaysian airliner, and then went back into space. Because these are not bright people. These are not knowledgeable people. Diane Sawyer talking about left-wing protests spreading to more than 1,000 countries worldwide. There are about 200 countries worldwide. These are not the brightest people in the world. And global warming, climate change, causing earthquakes, and, of course, the solar eclipse yesterday.
The Occupy Wall Street movement, as of tonight, it has spread to more than 250 American cities, more than 1,000 countries, every continent but Antarctica.
The Democrats have a member of the House of Representatives that goes by the name Sheila Jackson Lee. She is a famously and notoriously ignorant person. She, in 1997, we were making fun of her. She went to the Mars Pathfinder. NASA sent the Mars Pathfinder and landed on the surface of the planet Mars and was roving around. And the congresswoman, member of the House Committee on Science, went to the headquarters there, and she asked the people operating the Mars rover, the Pathfinder, asked if they were able to get a picture of the American flag that was left on Mars by Neil Armstrong in 1969. Neil Armstrong, of course, landed on the moon and not on Mars, which is a different heavenly body altogether. She's not a bright person. And she was speaking, Sheila Jackson Lee, congresswoman, to a graduation just days ago. She was almost the mayor of Houston, but she's a member of Congress. And here she is saying that the moon, because there was this big eclipse yesterday. The moon is made of gases. The moon is not made of gases.
Sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases.
Gases, mostly.
And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
Yeah.
Are the gases such that we could do that?
Yeah, that's a good question. She's on the science committee. Men walked on the moon, not Mars. She's a congresswoman.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.